VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. It is a day of reactions to the news that U.S. President Donald Trump and his wife Melania have tested positive for the coronavirus, upending the race for the White House just a month away from the presidential election. Mr. Trump's Democratic opponent Joe Biden and his running mate Kamala Harris say their thoughts are with the first couple, and Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is calling on Americans to pray for the president's health. In a tweet last night, Mr. Trump said, quote, "We will begin our quarantine and recovery process immediately. We will get through this together." The 74-year-old president has always had high risk factors for the virus, notably his age and his weight. But he has repeatedly played down COVID while predicting it would go away on its own, even as he pushed for an early vaccine. Nearly 208,000 people have died from COVID-19 in the United States, with the elderly and those with pre-existing conditions especially hard hit. The president has rarely worn a mask and has ridiculed others for using them, despite the fact that medical experts argue that face coverings are a key to halting the spread of the virus. And Mr. Trump has continued to hold large campaign rallies in the face of warnings from public health officials that mass gatherings are high-risk events. Last night, the president claimed the end of the pandemic was in sight. Not long after that, it was learned that Hope Hicks, a top White House aide, had tested positive for the virus. Hicks had traveled with the president on Air Force One twice this week, including Tuesday to Cleveland, Ohio, for the first presidential debate. The amended White House schedule for Mr. Trump's activities omits planned campaign trips. Still, the office of the White House physician says the president is expected to continue carrying out his duties without disruption, and that he and the 50-year-old First Lady are, quote, both doing well at this time. Vice President Mike Pence's office says Pence and his wife have both tested negative for the virus. All of this just a month away from the presidential election. Politico quotes Democratic Party strategist Andrew Feldman as saying this is the worst nightmare for the Trump campaign. This is VOA News. Joe Biden will be in the critical battleground state of Michigan today, where he'll talk about his plans for the economy, pledging to work at bettering the outlook for middle-class families. President Trump's COVID illness comes as the U.S. case count is approaching 7.3 million, by far the worst corona number in the world. The global tally from Johns Hopkins University, about 34.3 million infections and a death toll of 1,023,000. Among the latest American states in crisis, Wisconsin, where Donald Trump rallies, was scheduled this weekend. 3,000 new infections in Wisconsin have added to fears that the rising numbers could overwhelm the state's hospital capacity. Following the United States and fatalities, Brazil, India, and Mexico. Together, those three countries have a combined case count of 12 million, with 322,000 fatalities in Brazil. Brazil is closing in on 145,000 COVID-19 deaths. India's coronavirus case figure has climbed to just under 6.4 million after it was reported that 81,000 new infections were reported in the latest 24-hour period, with total fatalities numbering around 100,000. But again, the most dramatic piece of COVID news is that the virus has struck U.S. President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump. It is a development that dramatically alters the American presidential race, in which Mr. Trump has been trying to convince voters that the worst of the pandemic is in the past and that economic recovery is proceeding well. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has wished the president an early recovery. A COVID victim himself in April, Johnson tweeted his get well message overnight. In Moscow, a spokesman for Russian leader Vladimir Putin said the U.S. president wishes for a speedy and easy recovery. Russia has the fourth largest reported number of COVID cases in the world, almost 1.2 million. European Union leaders today broke a diplomatic deadlock and imposed sanctions on Belarus in a show of support for the pro-democracy movement there. Activists in Belarus have been staging street protests against longtime leader Alexander Lukashenko, who claimed an overwhelming re-election victory in August, balloting which his opponents insist was fraudulent. In Scotland, First Minister Nicola Sturgeon has called on one of her lawmakers to resign after Margaret Ferrier admitted she had traveled while suffering symptoms of COVID-19, then testing positive for the virus. Sturgeon said she made the request with a heavy heart, but that Ferrier's actions were dangerous and indefensible. Among the early effects of the dramatic White House COVID announcement, prices on Wall Street are down sharply. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at this hour is off by upwards of 176 points. And the U.S. House has approved a $2.2 trillion Democratic plan to provide more economic relief for the pandemic, but so far no bipartisan agreement on a deal. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.